on the Good Day Network. I always love that. That doesn't sound big. It's the Good Day Network. It's like the EIB network, only better. Why not, right? Think big. That's what you got to do. You got to think big. DougStefan.com today. A lot of interesting things trending, including the announcement of our Dream Big America initiative. More on that later on in this hour. We're going to meet a couple of people who are entrepreneurs, specialists, as a matter of fact, working with and building companies that are startups. This is a big thing, and I think you're going to find it very cool. What will happen here, starting 2 weeks from tomorrow, I believe it is, every Tuesday, we're going to invite three people to come on the program. It'll be celebrity and business judges. It'll be like one of the television shows. Three people will have 2 minutes each to present their idea for support, whether it's funding, whether it's help, whether it's mentoring, whatever it is. But if you've got an idea for a business, you need to go to the Dream Big America button. As a matter of fact, if you go to the Good Day website, DougStefan.com, where it says Trending on Good Day, you'll see the Dream Big logo. Click on that. Get some more information. We'll have 2 weeks to figure out how we can get a lot of people involved. You know, it's very interesting. On the same line is below my picture with Charlotte is the crowdfunding enterprise that I have for my dairy farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. And we're learning as we do this. It's all about growth. It's all about experiment. It's all about trying to see what worked. I was talking earlier, and you hear me all the time talking about succeeding. I've never failed. Ultimately, knock on wood, with anything that I really, really, really wanted to do. And I've used the example of my dairy farm succeeding. I used the example of this radio program succeeding. I used the example of my love life, relationship stuff that may be up and down, business up and down, all the things in your life that are important to you. Sometimes it's maybe relationships with your children, other members of your family. If you really, really, really want to get it done, if it's really, really, really important to you, you can figure out how to get it done. These people that are with the Kauffman Foundation here in Kansas City and the people that are working with me on this Dream Big initiative all feel the way I do about helping. Nobody helped me when I got started. A lot of people try to put me out of business, still trying to do that, but I just kept at it. You stay on the course. And I know it sounds trite to say that. There's a certain amount. Some people have it and some people don't, and I'd be the first to admit it. Not everybody has the cojones or the stick-to-itiveness, or maybe it's just stupid drive, whatever it is, to persist and push and make it all happen. Even on someday, I mean, I'm going to tell you, I wake up sometimes. I did last week. One day I woke up and I was fed up. I'd had enough. I wanted to just walk, literally walk away from the farm and move to California. I was going to go get a truck that day. I was that over the edge with the problems that I was having. And I said, you know what, this isn't worth it, the aggravation, the stress, blah, 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 blah. Plus things were unpleasant in the relationship circle, and I really was taking a lot of things seriously. And I said, you know what, I'm not going to do this anymore. I have no value here, it would appear. The kids want me to move to California, get the truck, I'm loading up my stuff, I'll leave this stuff, everybody can figure out how to do the farm, I'll see you later. And, this is like true confessions. I called the real estate guy, my friend George in Santa Monica. I said, you know what? Find me a house. I want a four-bedroom house that's near that. I went through the whole thing. I'm coming. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to move to California. Forget the farm. And, you know, of course, it's foolish. But it was the way. And I know how many of you feel because it's so difficult. There are so many different hurdles. The government is always in your face. The banks are in your face. People who don't want you to succeed, who are your competitors, they're in your face. It just is one thing after another, after another, after another, after another, after another. And at some point in time, you say to yourself, what in the name of heaven am I doing this for? I had somebody tell me, I don't want to make this too personal, but we all in our love life have these ups and downs, and you confront them and you deal with them, I have never loved a woman. I'm happy to say this because it's true. I've never, loved anybody like I love Meredith, but there are defects that come across on both sides, and sometimes they're easier to deal with than others. But you either want to stick to it, or you want to try to make it work, or you don't. And in some circumstances, it just sometimes it just thinks you'd think it's just like that. And so, okay, you think, I'm gonna make that work, I'm going to try to make it work. But you don't make things work. They either work, that's the other side of it. You cannot put a round peg into a square hole. It doesn't work. So at some point, you have to give up and move on, or you figure out what you sort of cut your losses and move on. That's also something that is successful, because you'll know at some point you just say, I can't do this anymore. And somebody said to me, why would you keep doing this, when it came to understanding the relationship Meredith and I have? And I said, because I love her. And that's something, when you love the farm, for example, I love the farm. Wouldn't you love the farm? I love it. It's cost me a lot. And I bet there are things in your life that you have maybe stayed with because you had a principle. This radio program, this endeavor, I'm the only guy in the country who's doing a radio program like this. I have all this support from Radio America, all these great guys there, and the women who work with me, and various other people that I've worked with at various other networks, Genesis, the people at Media Management in New York, the people who have believed in me over the years and who have supported what I'm doing. You can't do stuff like this on your own. You can set the tone on your own, but you got to have some help. You can't, whether it's a relationship, you've got to have two people in a relationship that agree that it's worth doing. You got to have people that are radio station owners that think it's worthwhile carrying this program. You have to have people who are, I'm producing milk on my farm, they want to buy the milk. You got to have it. It's got to be a two-way street. Because the world now, as I look at my own coming up by the bootstraps with no help really from anybody other than my own practical experiences, when we came up with this idea for Dream Big America and sort of combined it with the best ideas from the producers of American Idol and the producers of Shark Tank, those are television realities, but in terms of what the radio reality is, this has never been done on the radio, but yet it's a natural for radio because you'll be able to listen to the people present their ideas. We're going to put this stuff up on our archive box here, podcasting. It'll be on the Dream Big website, but it'll be all over the place. You know how some of these podcasts have become very viral? Kenny, as a matter of fact, we have some pretty good examples. I often think in terms of radio, of Tom Likas and Adam Carolla, the people who've gotten off of regular radio stations and they've made a success out of doing basically radio on the internet or podcasts. I mean, look at all of the podcasts that come from, there are literally millions of these things. I said earlier when we were talking about Paula Deen, her career is not ruined. The traditional way of delivering her message perhaps is at an end because she's not going to be able to have the QVC thing and she's not going to be able to stay at the Food Network. But somebody around her has got to be smart enough to know that there's a whole new world out there and she can do all the things that she's been doing as a podcast or podcast. She could start her own, like Glenn Beck started his own cable television channel, internet channel. You can do all of this stuff if you've got help and the right ideas. And I think that's what we're trying to find, this entrepreneurial world. America has always been, for me anyway, the history of our country is built on people who come up with ideas and can make them happen. And so what we want through this facility is to be able to help people come up with these ideas and push them along a little bit with all the right advice and the people go back to Paula Deen. There's a business there. Somebody maybe that's not on her staff goes to her and says, hey, Paula, we can do all of this online. Am I wrong, Kenny? I mean, when you get right down to it, she can do everything that she's been doing on television. This is the migration that is going to people being able to set up their own thing, our podcast for our Dream Big America, be able to go watch them anytime you want to. That's what people want. They want to be able to hear stuff when they want it. They want to be able to watch it when they want it. And that's the facility that we're presenting here. And I got to think that Paula Deen, if she doesn't have somebody around, somebody's going to get to her that's smart enough to figure that out. Yes?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. She could make videos of her cooking things and have those on her website along with her pots and pans and whatever else she's selling.
Yeah. I don't think it's the end of the line for her at all. Whereas it may be the end of the line for Snowden. he's stuck somewhere between the devil and the deep blue sea, literally and figuratively. Anyway, that story, that whole saga continues. It's 17 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
It's everyone's favorite meat game. Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on
swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. All right, the other things that are going on at DougSteffen.com today, I'm interested in things that are trending, the immigration bill and what's going on with that. But, you know, the things that we like, as you go through and watch the audio highlights, we talked last week about the future of the farm bill. We've had a lot of things. These are examples of podcasts that could step, you know, sort of set out on their own. I don't think we mean them to be that. We have all of the programs that are podcasts, in a sense, Kenny. Hour by hour of every show that we do is up there. I mean, those are examples of podcasts, for lack of a better way of presenting it. Aren't they the essence of a podcast?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So the story today from England, that's at DougSteffen.com, these UFOs. How many of you have been to Stonehenge? I put my hand up. I used to go by it all the time, like every year or a couple of times a year. One of the most fascinating, I remember Tony and I walking around it when we were kids in the 70s, and there was no quarter. I mean, you could go up and climb on the stones. You could sit on the stones. Now they've got it all. They built a big, across the road, there's a visitor's tourist center, and you can't get close to them anyway. The British Ministry of Defense finished up its release of about 60 years' worth of UFO sighting reports last week, a 4,300-page document that describes strange sights over Stonehenge and also over the British Parliament building. I lay out the reason why the ministry shut down its UFO desk 3.5 years ago. The cameras and phones and all that other stuff that have made up the what now becomes part of the record. Sightings have tripled, and it's just really interesting what goes on in England. I find it a fascinating place. But you can read about what the documents say about UFOs over England at DougSteffen.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Big songs from an artist named Bobby Blue Bland. I loved when I was a jock, Kenny, and you maybe too. His songs were still in the pop world in the 60s and early 70s. And it was always fun because we invariably tie your tongue around Bobby Blue Bland.
Yeah.
Right? You can't say it and not trip over it. Bobby Blue Bland passed away over the weekend at the age of 83. Who do you think was the closest to him, or was closest to him? And it's a B.B. King era sound, all right? Who else fits into this groove?
Maybe some of the bluesier Ray Charles stuff.
Yeah, I was thinking early Ray Charles stuff, yeah. All right, what else, Evan, have you got from Bobby Blue Bland? Stormin' Monday? Okay, let's have that one. To find my baby. Won't somebody please send her home to me? Yeah. See, I've never gotten into this kind of music. I've never found this music to be appealing. But that's okay. Everybody's got different tastes. Obviously, the guy's very successful, so he found an audience. Some people like this bluesy jazz stuff. I always find it hard to think that the day is going to last. After you listen to some of this stuff. As I was saying before, saying, okay, I give up, I'm running for the hills. You can do that after you listen to some of these. So it's kind of like the old country and western. There's a real connection between R&B, some of these classic R&B guys, and the country western guys in terms of the storyline. Don't you think, Kenny?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you can please.
I can't even. All right, let's do. We have one more Bobby Blue Bland. You check it where you find it. I leave it like it is. That's the way it's always been. That's the way love is. That's the way love is. So the passing of Bobby Blue Bland, we make note of on the Good Day program. 26 after the hour, Ken Kessler and Doug, the rest of the band is at least eliminated for the rest of this hour. Let's see, Richie's going through his treatments, and I can tell by talking to him, he doesn't have the strength. It takes a lot out of you to go through that chemotherapy, no question about that. So we hold a good thought for him, and he'll be back when he can be here. Jennifer is in Las Vegas. Roberta's got her technical thing. So here we are. In the next half hour, we're going to meet Nate Olson and Cameron Cushman, who are big-time supporters of the entrepreneurial world that I'm trying trying to promote with the new Dream Big America. It's not. It's a. Let's see. What would be the best word? I guess this is a trial for us to try to put into place people with ideas, with people who are going to help you make your ideas come true. So the entrepreneurship here is something that we're underscoring and celebrating. Here are a couple of entrepreneurs. I don't know if they made any money out of this. You see this, Kenny? The three people who broke into the Trump Tower last week and parachuted off the roof.
Yeah.
They used a cutting device to break locks into the roof area of the skyscraper. Trump Tower roof is 1,116 feet above street level, and so they all decided they would jump, and they did. And now they disappeared. Good night, good luck, to everybody. 20 years after. Bye-bye.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Hank Cochran was one of country's most well-loved and successful songwriters. When he passed away in 2010, Nashville superstar Jamie Johnson decided to pull together some of country music's biggest stars to record Living for a Song, a tribute to Hank Cochran, which features new versions of his best-loved songs. Producer Buddy Cannon and Hank's widow Susie Cochran spoke about Alison Krauss's participation on one of Hank's biggest hits.
Her performance on the song is just what you would expect from Alison, you know. It could not be better.
When they were talking about the duet album, I kept saying Hank's favorite singer was Alison Krauss. He always used to listen to Alison Krauss. Every new CD that came out, Hank had. You need to get Alison Krauss. And Hank had never met Alison Krauss. And then I heard that she was on the album. I heard she was doing Make the World Go Away. I was thrilled to death.
Make the world go away and get it off my shoulders. Say the things you
That's Alison Krauss and Jamie Johnson on the classic Hank Cochran song, Make the World Go Away. From Living for a Song, a tribute to Hank Cochran. There's more.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind a marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's a good day to get gone.
33 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program from Kansas City, the first part of this week. Happy to be here. I actually have not spent any time in Kansas City. I've driven through it on Interstate 70 and 35 and the other. Everybody who's going east or west or north or south, if you're going through the Midwest, you're bound to go through Kansas City. But I have never... availed myself of the opportunity to meet a lot of people here or to get involved in the radio stations or the businesses. It's a great entrepreneurial city with the Kauffman Foundation located here. We're going to talk more about that with people that are specialists in trying to encourage people to start their own businesses with lots of help. That's part of the whole theory behind our new Dream Big America reality program that you can find out about. If you go to DougSteffen.com, you will see the Dream Big America logo and the trending at Good Day. Read all about it. If you've got some ideas, you may want to be participating with us in this whole big gig. Meanwhile, also at DougSteffen.com from today's show, did you see the story about these two guys from New York charged in a plot to develop a mobile X-ray gun, which would silently kill people that they think are undesirable? This is according to the feds, anyway. Glendon Scott Crawford, who's an industrial mechanic at General Electric, and Eric J. Fay, who is a contractor for GE, managed to assemble a van-mounted X-ray weapon in their quest to kill Israel's enemies while they slept. Now, this is something that is out of some really bad movie. The man arrested after an undercover operation by the Albany FBI team, sort of focused, I don't know, you know, you wonder, okay, these guys terrorists? They're not really. How is it there? This is a secondary story here. The FBI and the NSA tapping their phones, how'd they know so much about what these guys were doing? Anyway, they were charged with conspiracy to provide material support for use of a weapon of mass destruction, and they face 15 years in the slammer if they're convicted. This is, so again, you got to have your tinfoil headed straight up. Use your imagination. You've seen these. This sounds like a Ghostbuster piece to me. At any rate, this device emits lethal doses of X-ray radiation, which is capable of killing targeted individuals, and you wouldn't know, you would not immediately be aware that you had absorbed lethal doses of radiation. The effects would only appear several days after the exposure. Undercover agents rendered the device inoperable, and it posted no danger after they found out where it was and they took care of it. But imagine, just think about it. That this, I mean, the fact that it almost feels like it's out of an old Buster Crab movie, right? Some of these old, the invasion from space, some of the really bad product that was around in the 50s. Zombies from outer space, whatever it is, it just seems kind of silly. But yet it was something these guys really were serious about. And thanks to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, they got the bad guys. So that's the story. You can rest easier. That's the good news. Lots of good news. Nate Olson and Cameron Cushman. We're going to meet the two gentlemen here in Kansas City with me in just a moment on Good Day.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here.
little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, Badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Are you ready for hot dogs? Are you ready for some chips and soda?
What got into Mom?
She had surprise points in her Shop Your Way account, so she went to Kmart to get stuff for the 4th of July.
She's pretty excited.
America! Are you ready to grill?
Dad, too.
Yep.
Kmart has everything you need for a great 4th of July, including surprise points for Shop Your Way members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Must be a member before 6/17. Points awarded 6/27, expire 7/7, and vary by status and other factors.
This report is brought to you by CoverGirl. Keeping up with the latest fashion trends can be hard to do with so many different styles to choose from, but one look is setting the fashion industry on fire. Jen Chamberlain is a beauty trends expert at Procter & Gamble.
The flaming femme look is inspired by fire. It's a color palette that goes from flame to ashes, and it has hues of fiery red, pink, cool gray, and blues. Women can set their summer look on fire with a flaming femme trend. You can blend blazing colors and smooth liner to customize your flaming femme look.
It's inspired by CoverGirl's new Flamed Out product line, which includes mascaras and shadow pots and pencils. Get the complete look exclusively at Ulta Beauty. To celebrate the new line, CoverGirl is offering a special buy one, get one 50% off deal at Ulta Beauty, one of the nation's largest beauty retailers. The offer is valid through Friday, June 28th. For more, visit CoverGirl.com. I'm Martha Padilla.
All right, 21 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program announcing Dream Big America. Go to DougSteffen.com. You'll see the logo for Dream Big America, and then you'll find out what it's all about, how you can participate, and off and on through the course of the conversation in the last couple of days. Next, well, probably from now until the 12th of never, we'll be talking about helping entrepreneurs, young people, middle-aged people. I mean, everybody's old, everybody's got ideas. And how can we encourage them? How can we find and support people who have great ideas that need to go to the next step? Joining me now, Nate Olson, who is from the Kauffman Foundation here in Kansas City, and Cameron Cushman. Both of them work in different areas. As a matter of fact, Nate has started an operation called 1 Million Cups. And when you think about 1 Million Cups, I'm not sure whether people, depending on where their mind is, they may be thinking about paper cups or bra sizes. I'm not sure that in your case you're interested in bra. Well, you may be. I hope you're interested in bra sizes, but not. And in this particular instance, we're talking about what kind of cups.
Oh, coffee cups. So 1 million cups is really a metaphor for how to build community between entrepreneurs. And so when we started this program about 15 months ago, we were really looking for an easy way to build relationships in the Kansas City community between entrepreneurs. Starting a company is very lonely. Things
can
sometimes.
Be, yes, yes, yes right.
Can be very
and even
lonely.
After you've started it, if you keep it going, it can be very lonely.
Yes, yes. And so we really wanted to build relationships, and we thought relationships happen over a cup of coffee, and we really wanted to encourage that.
So how do you identify the people? How do people come to you, or how do you go to people? Again, we're sort of encouraging. This is like a boiler. This is like a boiler room for ideas. People come to you. Hey, I got this idea for making plastic covers for lights. What can we do about that?
Okay, so the program is that each week in each city that we're in, so we're in 9 cities across the country right now, headed to 20 by the end of the year, and it's a one-hour program where we showcase 2 startups, so companies that are typically less than 3 years old but are scalable ventures.
What does that mean, scalable ventures?
Scalable. So the difference between a startup and a small business is that startups are small businesses, but from the very beginning, they are intentionally trying to build their business to be scalable outside of their region. Whereas, you know, a mom and pop shop, a restaurant, you know, they don't typically grow outside of there.
So would you not support them through 1 million cups? Would
no.
Kauffman not likely get involved with somebody who's just trying to start a restaurant or some local print shop or something like that? The ideas have to have sort of at least national, if not global, implications.
Right. Well, the problems that the entrepreneurs face with scalable ventures are different than the problems that small businesses face. And so we
How
focus,
so?
You know, it's the scalability portion. When you think about the story of Steve Jobs, you know, getting, you know, starting his company and then getting asked to leave, right? right. You know, the fact that you start an amazing idea, you may not be the right person to run that company. So they deal with a lot of growth issues, and small businesses have, you know, other problems that could be, you know, getting a loan from the SBA, or, you know, Cameron can talk a little bit more about what we do in Kansas City to help all entrepreneurs.
And that's one of the big things, Cameron, isn't it? The essence of finding money, because that's really what, for the most part, the people that come to you, at least at the outset, will be looking for money. They're looking for a fund way to get their idea off the ground. But then when they start listening to you guys and other people that are there from Kaufman to help, they realize it isn't just money. You got to know what you're doing, and you need support's a word that's overused, but maybe it fits here. You need somebody to help you as you drill once the hole's in the ground. Then how do you make sure that what's in the ground is going to get out of the ground, in essence?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, every startup that you talk to is going to say, well, we need more money. We need more capital.
Right. Yeah.
And yes, we get that. But we also think that sometimes capital can actually be destructive to businesses.
How
and
so?
That's not
give
the us, only
give
ingredient.
Us an example of where that might be the case.
Well, we've all seen the story where the startup raises a ton of venture capital money, for instance, and they go blow money on things that they don't necessarily need.
Right.
A lot of times they skip over some very important hurdles and milestones that they need to get to in their company, like validating with their customer. Do the customers actually want the product that they're trying to sell? How much are the customers actually willing to pay for it? And so when they go right into, oh my goodness, this venture capitalist just validated our idea, we're going to skip past a lot of other, you know, growing pain processes that are really good and healthy for a startup as it matures and as it moves along the path. You know, not all ideas should be funded. Not all startups should be funded. And so I think the trick is trying to find the right mix between the investors funding good ideas and the entrepreneurs being educated enough to know that their ideas are good and getting their companies ready to receive funding.
Mm. So, again, I'm a big guy for examples. Let's take somebody that both of you or individually worked with some company that has maybe come looking for money, but then they did other things that were necessary for them to survive. What's a good survival story that you can tell us? Some company or an individual?
Well, one of the interesting things is when you look back, we've now featured over 100 startups in 1 Million Cups just in the Kansas City area. And when we look back over time, this has been going on for about the last year, we can literally go down the list and cross off the ones that aren't in business anymore. Mm-hmm. And each of them, they've either shelved it, they've gone out of business, they've taken a day job, they've done something different because for all kinds of reasons their startup didn't work.
And these are people that presented to you and you said, this is what you need, but they didn't take your advice.
It's not that they didn't take our advice. You know, startups fail for all kinds of reasons, and each one of these has a very unique story. So I think, you know, we could probably cite a few different examples of where funding played a key issue, but every startup has its own story. Everyone fails for a little bit of a different reason.
What about success, though? Where are the successes?
You know, I think success is defined in a lot of different ways. A lot of people think that once you get that venture capital investment, once an angel investor funds your company, that you got it made. But that's only half the story. I think the real success has come. We just had a recent exit here in Kansas City where Sprint, the big telecom company, went and bought a small app development company. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a huge
success. It was started here?
Correct. It was started here. The company was called Handmark, and they made a lot of great apps, and they were already working a lot with Sprint, so it made sense for Sprint to acquire this company, and that's really a great
story.
How did
they get started? What was the story of them, the person who had the idea? How did they come along and get to the point where they were known, got customers, and then ultimately got bought? Because most people start a company now, they in their mind, they think, okay, exit strategy, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, I want somebody to buy me out.
Well, contrary to popular belief, this was not the, you know, the 20-year-old Mark Zuckerberg. This was a guy named Augie Grassis. He's, you know, definitely at the end of his career, but yet has started several different technologies.
Careful.
Well, and now especially that he's got this this big sale that just went through. So
maybe he's by choice at the end of his career.
I think that may be right. He may not have to work again. But this was his second or third venture that he had worked on, all in the technology space. And he has some fascinating stories to tell about technology in the early 80s.
What did he do with the other two things that he started?
I think they both came out pretty well also.
Didn't they?
He definitely knew what he was doing. Definitely knew what he was doing and made a lot of money and a lot of, provide a lot of jobs and brought a lot of new technologies to the market. So when you talk about somebody who's really had an impact on Kansas City, it's entrepreneurs like Augie Grassis from Handmark.
All right. So, but in terms of you've gotten started, you're at this for a year, so it takes... In your mind, how long does it take? And I'd ask either Nate or Cameron for this. Is there a time that you figure you look at something and if it isn't successful in a year or 2 years or 3 years, then it isn't going to be? I mean, what do you train these people that are coming through the encouragement tunnel?
I mean, I think the most important thing is, it just comes down to the things that we all know. It's hard work. It's talking to your customers. It's validating your idea that it is a good idea, and then actually having people who pay for it. The one thing I always notice when people are presenting is how well they know their customer.
Mm-hmm.
It's the person who knows exactly what the average spend is by
a guy who's
how long
a closer
it's been on their website.
A man or a woman who knows how to close.
Exactly, and knows how to take care of those particular customers, and then knows how to find new ones.
Mm-hmm.
So many companies, they know that the idea in their head is great, and they know people are going to pay a lot of money for it. But unless you actually talk to customers and you have those results,
you're not a businessman.
You're not a businessman.
Right.
You're kind of worthless.
Yeah.
And so we really stress: go talk to your customers. And this is where 1 Million Cups has really been helpful, because every week in 9 cities, these startups are able to get in front of. In Kansas City, it's grown to about 225, 250 people a week.
Really?
And you say, okay, here's my business. You get 6 minutes to present your idea, and then the community will say, well, I really like it, or I want to make a connection for you, or I'll like you on Facebook. And it's really been baked into the community that the question always comes up, what can we, as the 250 people in this room today, do to help your startup?
So why are you connecting with us on Dream Big America?
Because we know that there's a lot of great startups that are happening all over the country. It's not just about what happens in Silicon Valley or Boston. And we want those companies to get exposure. And we want the American people to know about the great work that those startups are doing. Some of these companies, they don't need much. They need more customers. They need you to like them on Facebook. They don't need the, million-dollar venture capital investment. And we just want to provide that opportunity for these startups and that exposure.
Yeah, I've been really privileged to be able to travel the country and meet with a lot of these entrepreneurs. And, we meet in half of our locations. We meet inside of coffee shops.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in Houston, and I'm listening to one of the entrepreneurs present, and he's got a space startup. Like, he literally makes machinery to mine asteroids. And no one would hear about that. No one would hear about that idea if we didn't have a mechanism to pull those ideas and show them on a national basis. And
right.
So I think 1 Million Cups is going to serve as the feeding mechanism to
for
discovering which startups are out there.
Yeah.
And they're really in places that a lot of people don't look as cities of innovation. We're in Des Moines, Iowa. We're in Cedar Rapids. We're in St. Louis, Kansas City. Growing, to 20 cities across the U.S.
Great states in the middle of the country, the heartbeat of America, as they say. So if people have an idea, you can go to the number one, 1MillionCups.com, the numeral one, 1MillionCups.com, with your idea, and perhaps you'll end up on this radio program that we're going to start. In terms of what we have and what we're going to be offering, the neat stuff, this is the work, the idea workplace, the workplace of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, you're sort of entrepreneurs yourself, in a sense, right?
Yeah. This is very much a startup.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So we're going to work together and help everybody out. Thank you, gentlemen. Nate Olson and Cameron Cushman from the Kauffman Foundation here in Kansas City helping us to start Dream Big America. Good luck, guys.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Way is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
A warning about cell phone batteries that could rupture and injure. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. For so many of us, few things in life matter more than our cell phones. If we forget to take it along with us, and we are without it for even a short time, we feel as isolated as Tom Hanks in Castaway.
Wilson!
Some of us have even given our smartphones a name. If I had a smartphone, I would call it Wilson. In any case, the life of a cell phone battery has been a nagging issue for all of us, especially when we need to replace those batteries, which can be expensive. New York Senator Charles Schumer is offering a warning about cell phone batteries that explode, saying there have been 60 incidents over the past 2 years in which batteries have caught fire or just blown up.
An eighth grader in Minnesota was burned when a cell phone exploded in his pocket. A man in Texas had one explode right in his ear as he was talking on the cell phone. And there have been numerous reports of a cell phone simply plugging into a wall and it starts to smoke and catch fire.
Senator Schumer says in most cases these batteries are knockoffs or counterfeits made in China, where these cheap batteries do not meet American standards. The senator says young people who replace their cell phone batteries cheaply need to heed this warning.
When teenagers refer to their texts blowing up, they shouldn't be referring to a battery like this exploding in their hand.
Not sure if Senator Schumer understood the lingo he just used there. Anyway, the senator is urging the Consumer Product Safety Commission to look into this cell phone battery issue. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
It reinvents an icon. The latest line from the House of Nabisco.
Brown rice and wheat Triscuit.
Crunchiness, shapiness. Never has a piece been so edgy.
It has four edges.
Accessories, it needs none. Brown rice and wheat Triscuit makes a statement all its own.
Dare to bear.
Groceries, essentials, signature value.
The Everyday Collection by Target.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next stay, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Last Friday, a mixed day for the markets. The Dow up 41 points at the close to 14,799. NASDAQ lost 7 points. S&P gained 4 points. Edward Snowden. Where is he? Where's he going next? The former U.S. spy agency contractor who blew the lid off the NSA surveillance program is expected to fly to Cuba today. Snowden is waiting to find out if Ecuador in South America will grant him asylum. Snowden made the first leg of his trip yesterday today flying from Hong Kong to Moscow. Officials in Hong Kong say the U.S. request for Snowden's extradition did not fully comply with their laws. Business at the box office this past weekend.
James P. Sullivan.
Mike Wazowski. Listen, it was quite delightful meeting you and whatever that is, but if you don't mind, I have to study my scaring.
The prequel to Monsters, Inc., Monsters University, scaring up $82 million in its debut weekend. Speaking of debuts, the big-budget zombie apocalypse thriller World War Z with Brad Pitt finished second with $66 million. Man of Steel third, $41.2 million. Closing notes, let's start by planning your summer vacation. Now, let's say you're a fan of the National Lampoon movie Vacation. And, of course, Wally World doesn't really exist. However, you can still vacation as Chevy Chase does. All you have to do is hit the road to northern Westchester County, New York, not far from New York City, where, according to the Huffington Post, Chevy Chase has not one, but two homes available for summer rental. There's a three-bedroom, two-bath house with a tennis court for $20,000 a month, or something smaller, a 600-square-foot, one-bedroom, one-bath house for $1,800 a month. Not sure, but that one may have a pond and a pool. The pond would be good for you. Caddyshack reference there. Forget it. Finally, we saved the best for last. Twinkies are on their way back. A leaner version of the Hostess company is up and running under new owners, and they expect to have this nostalgic, albeit not entirely healthy, cream-filled snack back on store shelves July 15th. Hostess calls it the sweetest comeback in the history of ever. I happen to have an advanced package of Twinkies right here. Let me just open this baby up. I've always had trouble unwrapping this thing. Let's try biting it. This is much too tough. I think I need to work out a little more, but right after this Twinkie, I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with seven moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.